Hello?
Hi, this is Emma from Local Splash. Is this Victor?
Yeah, this is Victor.
Yes, sir. I'm calling back just to, again, go over the progress of your account. Is this a good time now?
Yes, it's a good time.
Right. Please be advised that this call is monitored and recorded for training quality purposes. Can you help me verify your security word? It's your mother's maiden name.
Tofan.
Thank you, sir. Today, I'd like to talk about the progress of your account, the things that we've done for your campaign, and I'll walk you through your client dashboard and see if you have questions with it, or see if you've got questions about your website, or if you have any questions about the campaign in general.
Okay.
So it's been 23 days since I joined Local Splash, and so far we are done with content creation, which is search engine optimized. We also have submitted your business to online directories. All of the things we did will definitely help with brand awareness and online exposure, especially for customers who are actively searching for your services. As for your Google business profile or your Google listing, I see that it recently went live back on the 17th. And just to be very transparent with you, so far there is only one keyword that's on the first page, and that's for brush clearing. For the other keywords, I did not see them on the first page yet. But please also allow me to take this opportunity to remind you that for maximum results, it may take us about 30 to 45 days, or actually that takes about 3 to 4 weeks from the time the listing gets verified. So please just give us enough time to continue working on this campaign. If there is anything that we can do to help speed up the progress of your account, it's for you to start gaining reviews. So currently, I see you've got one review. That's a good start, but please continue to gain some more. If you have, or if I may ask, do you have a review link, or do you want me to create a personalized review link for you?
For the Google listing?
Yes, for the Google, correct.
I think it's just regular. I can find it.
Well, let me go ahead and create a personalized review link for you, okay? This is, well, let's have it personalized because for some people, they tend to have doubts clicking on links, especially if it just looked like a regular looking link or random link. So let's have one for the business. That way people would know that it's really a good link and it's just to give you reviews. Now, just to set proper expectations though, you may encounter clients who will tell you that they had already given you a review and you may not see it on your Google business profile yet. That's because there are some reviews that takes about 2 or 3 days to show up, but there are also cases where it will take a week. If it's been over a week and the review is still missing, then that would be the best time for you to escalate the missing review. Just give us a name and a date the review is given. If you can actually send us a screenshot of the missing review, that's all the better, because Google will be needing that. Other than reviews, people nowadays tend to view pictures. So if you have, I know we're currently working on your website and you have a scheduled appointment on Tuesday to talk about the rest of the changes that you wanted on the website. But if you have more pictures or even videos that we can use for your website and for your Google business profile, please send them in. That would be very helpful in attracting clients, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the other thing would be if you do have the time, instead of emailing the pictures to us, you can also upload it directly on your own through your client dashboard, which brings me to my next question. Do you have the login credentials to the dashboard, or do you want me to send it to you?
It's just a link, right? Just click on the link.
What link? Like, I mean, the login credentials to the Local Splash dashboard. Do you have that?
Yeah.
You do. So, sir, the dashboard is a platform or a website where you can check for updates about your account without needing to call us. That's why I'm asking if you have access to it, because it's important that you have access to check whenever you want to check on the progress of your account. So if you still have the email where the login credentials came from, then please, if you're not familiar with the dashboard yet, watch the video that's attached on the email. That will give you an idea of all the things that you can do in the dashboard. But just a couple of things I'd like to highlight. Aside from the homepage, which will basically give you an overview of what's going on in your account, another thing that you might find helpful in the dashboard would be the website editor. That's the gateway. That's your gateway to making changes to the website. Once everything is done and then later on you wanted or you needed help in making some changes to the website, please know that you can actually do that. For your reference, I'll be sending you a 7-minute video tutorial of how you can make edits and changes to the website. But again, it's optional. Now, the other thing that you can do on the dashboard would be, that's where you can see the preview of the Facebook ads and the statistics or the results for the Facebook ads. But looking at it, it doesn't seem like we have started running Facebook ads yet because we don't have access to your page yet. Is this something you can do right now? Can you give us access to your page?
I do not have a Facebook page yet. And how important is that to get the Google listing on the first page?
Sorry, what about the Google listing, sir?
How important is the Facebook page to get a Google listing?
Okay. It's not actually like connected at all, sir. It's independent from one another. So Facebook, it's where we run Facebook ads, but the Google listing is separate. So even if we haven't started running Google Facebook ads yet, that shouldn't affect the performance of the Google Business Profile.
I see. So another question I have is, if I don't use Facebook ads the first month, can you not charge me the $99 for Facebook campaign?
I'm just afraid that since it's already billed, we are not able to refund it. But if you no longer wish to continue for it on the second month, I can submit a request to remove it from your products. However, if your problem is just creating the page, we can actually take care of it. So instead of you needing to create the page, we will create it and we will add you to the page once it's been created so you can start managing it. What about that?
So here's the question. I started a new account, a new Facebook account, and I downloaded on my phone the Facebook Lite.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook Lite. Do you know if that's a good account to make a business page from?
Well,
is there different kinds of accounts?
No, that's the same. It's just that you're using a different app. But the Facebook account in itself, regardless of the app that you're using, even if you're not going to use the app, it stays the same.
I see. Okay. Let's do it when the week is over, and if possible, if these $99 that were charged, if they could count for this month, for June, that would be really, really helpful, because I'm spending a lot of money to get customers, and I don't have enough customers to even pay for all the money that I've spent.
I understand, but
move the $99 from May to June. I know it's already charged.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just move it.
Yes, well, the good thing about Facebook. Okay, I'll go ahead and, or let's see. Okay, let's see what I can do. Hold on. Your next day supposedly will be on the 8th.
Okay, that's fine. I'll start a page on the 8th, and we'll start running the app. Or
okay.
I can start the page earlier and just build it.
I'll go ahead and let the team know to start running the ads on June instead. Okay, I'll let them know. But sir, give me just a minute, okay? I'll go ahead and check with them right now and see if that's possible. I'm checking, okay? Just a minute.
Okay.
And I'm still waiting for a response, sir. Hopefully it is possible. If not, what else can we do? Well, the good thing about Google, Facebook ads is that it's actually a pay-per-click campaign. So not until the ad starts running, the budget would always be there. So for this month, if it's not going to be used on the next month, you'll have twice the budget. So let's see if it's possible to just not bill you in the second month and use what you paid for in the first month, okay? And I'm still
okay.
Waiting for a response from our Facebook team for that. Anyway, regarding Facebook ads or Facebook in itself, you will be taking care of creating the page, right? Or do you want us to create the page instead? It's free, either way.
I don't know if I trust you guys to make it right. I don't know, maybe AI is doing the work or who is doing, like somebody that doesn't know what I said. Like the website was built randomly. I never said tree service or thumb grinding. And that's what it was. Do you know if it's a real person doing it or is it computer?
It's real, sir. It's actually our Facebook team who's going to do it.
Okay. Then, yeah. Yeah. I want to see how they do it.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and submit a request. Now, once the page has been created, we're going to add you to the page as an admin. In order for us to do that, we'll be needing your personal Facebook link. You said you have your Facebook light, right?
Yeah.
Your Facebook app right now? Okay. Can you please open the app?
On my phone?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. please go to your main profile. So that's where you can see your profile picture, your cover photo, and everything.
Here, what? The home or the group? Oh,
click on menu. Click on menu and then click on your name.
Hey, where's menu?
What are the options that you see? There should be home, video, marketplace, notifications.
I found my name. Okay, city name. Suggest city. It's asking me for a city.
Sir, what did you say again? It's asking you for?
It's asking for a city. Okay.
We're trying to get your personal Facebook link. That way we can add you to the page later on once it has been created. So I'm trying to walk you through and where to find that link.
Well, I did that, and it asked me for my state, for my city.
Okay. It's kind of weird, but after you entered your city, what came in next?
It says add your hometown.
Can you skip that part?
Yeah. Add your high school. Skip.
Yes, skip.
Add your college. Skip. Add your workplace. Skip. Update your cover photo. Skip. All right. View profile. Okay. Okay, what's next?
All right. If you're already in your profile, do you see add to story, edit profile, and the three dots beside edit profile?
Yeah.
You do. Click on the three dots, please.
Okay. Copy
scroll
the
down.
Profile.
Yes, and then send it to me via text message.
Copy. Send it to your number?
The 877 phone number, please.
Okay. 877-635-6225.
Yes, sir.
Right? Okay.
Let me know once you've sent it, okay?
I did.
Okay. Let me see if I got it. Hold on. Victor Chuban. Yes, I got it. All right. Thank you, sir. So expect that the Facebook page will be created within next week. That could be probably Wednesday or Thursday. And then another 3 days for us to start running the ads. If you have any specific pictures that you want us to use for Facebook ads, now would be the best time to send it, okay? I'll be sending you an email titled Photos Needed for Optimizing Your Listing. Please reply to that email and say, hey, these are the pictures I want to use for Facebook ads. As for the preview of the Facebook ads, once it goes live, we will let you know. We'll send you a notification. By the time you get that notification, you can log onto your client dashboard, go to the Facebook ads tab and review it. If anything needs to be changed in the content of the Facebook ads, please feel free to let us know. There will be a request changes button that you can see on the same tab. All right?
Okay.
Thank you. And then also what else? As for your website, I don't want to talk about the website right now because I know you have a scheduled appointment on Tuesday. So please just make sure you're available by that time. And what else? Facebook reviews, pictures. So far, we've covered everything. So what's important really is for you to, again, be reminded of the appointment for your website just so we can get it running. It's important that we have, unlike Facebook, which doesn't affect your performance, a Google Business Profile's performance, but the website, it does affect. So please, if we can have that fixed by Tuesday. And then make sure to accept the Facebook admin page once it's sent to you by Thursday or Wednesday next week, and start managing the page once you gain access to it. And continue gaining reviews. You must have received the review link by now, so start sending that to as many previous clients as possible. Sir, do you have any questions or concerns before I let you go today? Oh, regarding your question, I still haven't received an answer. I may have to text you to confirm or call you to explain what's going to happen next, okay, about the budget for Facebook.
Okay.
All right. Any concerns or questions, clarifications?
No. It's just a little bit difficult to do it through, you know, through phone, through email, through text. I have many. I'm getting the, you know, Angie business profile and Yelp profile. And I get a lot of stuff. So yeah, I guess I need to like focus here.
I understand. I thank you for the feedback, sir. We'll try to be, it's really going to be through phone call though. If you're not available over the phone, the communication will be sent via email. So please just check your email regularly.
Okay.
All right. Well, sir, thank you once again for your time. You stay safe, and I hope you'll have a lovely weekend ahead. Goodbye for now.
Thank you. You as well. God bless.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.